Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. Well, thank you for tuning in to the show on this morning. We are here on All About Entrepreneurs right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, Blog Talk Radio is doing it these days. It's almost when you meet someone, you ask them your name and possibly where they work or whatever, and then you say, what time does your show come on? It's almost everybody has their own radio show. So that just goes to show you right there, you know, what time it is, how our society has really changed. And so these days, you really can follow your passions, follow your dreams. If you've ever wanted to be a radio show host, ever thought about it, feel that you have a message that you want to get out to the masses, well, Blog Talk Radio might be the way to go. Or if you have a message that you just want to get out to a few people and don't have to be the masses. But guess what? The masses that tune in, the few that tune in could be your mass. Good morning, this is Coach Lalisa, and I am honored and grateful to be here yet another morning. Thank God for another opportunity. As I say, get it right. Another opportunity to get it right. So here we are on Blog Talk Radio. We have two awesome guests this morning. These are two powerhouse. I call them the dynamic duo. And you've probably seen the flyer, if you learned about the show from Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you've probably seen a flyer that told you about my upcoming guest. But I'm going to tell you some things that you probably didn't know, some things that you weren't able to get from the flyer. I'm going to tell you about these powerful young ladies before I bring them on. I just want to read over them. Some of their background, and definitely want to encourage you to tune for the entire show. They have some great information they're going to be sharing with you. So let me first tell you about one of them. I'll tell you all about she. I'll tell you about Miss Sabrina. Serena Washington, and she's an awesome young woman. I spoke with her, and you'll be hearing from her in just a moment, but she is an author. She was born in St. Rose, Louisiana. She says she's married to the Lord. and she is the mother of three beautiful children. She says that she thanks her children for allowing her the time to become the mother that God had called her to be. She's also the president of Second Covenant. The purpose of the personal mentoring modeling is a problem solving. David slayed the giant with a rock, she says. Second Covenant is using personal vision, books, for their agenda, and their agenda is to constitute a group of pressurized good peer pressure. They want to put pressure on peer pressure. I know that's right. That's a wonderful, wonderful endeavor. And so that's beautiful. So we're going to, that's Serena. She's into helping people find solutions to their problems. She loves doing hair, gardening, working with children. She loves cooking, baking. She likes also participating in all kinds of sports. She's a volunteer at her children's school. You know, her she has a favorite scripture, Mark 14:1-9. So she's just, and she helps people publish their book and write their story and make these story books, which they can tell you more about. But now let me read to you a little bit about Rashonda Blanks. Rashonda was born in New Orleans, and finally she moved to St. Rose, Louisiana. She says that she's a sinner rescued from the kingdom of darkness and covered by the blood of Jesus, and his supernaturally has blessed her life to be elected to purpose. She says when she stepped into her purpose, her performance came from Yahweh. Now Yahweh is using her in a new ministry with a brand new door in her life. She says her purpose is to warn and loosen the minds of the bonded that are still stuck in that kingdom of darkness. God bless you, Shonda, for that. We need all the help we can get loosen that bond. She said when she was going through her own storm, her own tests and trials, that Yahweh gave her a vision on what he was going to do in her life. So she gives all praises to Yahweh, her father, and that he has turned her struggles around, and that what she was once was ashamed of, he has turned it into success. She says she's a woman from the streets, but is now anointed and filled with greatness by the Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 5:11. Now, you've heard the intro to the show. You've heard a little bit of our background song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. You have heard me and talk about these young ladies and their bio. Now I want you to hear from them. Okay. Well, it looks like my guests, let me just make sure that they know how to dial in. I know that sometimes that is something, it's almost like, you know, with Blog Talk Radio, it's something like when you get that new job and you go to a company that you've never been to before, and you're like, okay. You get a little turned around, might even go the wrong direction. So let me just give them the the number again, just in case, because, you know, we're on a different time zone. And I don't know what time it is in Louisiana. But it'd be a different time zone there. So I will just give them a minute or two. And I just sent them the text just in case. But yes, 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 so you heard me reading about these young ladies, reading their bios for Miss Serena Washington and Miss Sharonda, I hope I'm saying that right, Blanks, Miss Sharonda Blanks, and they are, and they go, they have their company, which is Second Covenant. And they're on today. They're going to be talking about how to create your own success. And anyone that has ever had such a mess in their life and can take that mess and turn it into a great success definitely is worthy to come on the show and tell us about it. We want to hear how, first of all, how much of a success did you make out of your mess? Because, you know, what happens is that they say it's not about how far you go in life sometimes in order to see if you've achieved success or not. But it's, you know, look at how far you've come. Because some people, they start on the 12th floor and they make it to the 13th floor. Well, we'll be. That's a great. But when you start on the first floor and make it to the 13th floor, okay? Or you start on the first floor and make it to the 6th floor. That's 6 levels that you've gone in your life versus going from the 12th floor to the 13th floor, which is 1 level, and you're already up with probably a lot of resources to help you get to the next level. Well, oftentimes when people start at the bottom or below the bottom, they don't have a lot of resources to get them anywhere. And without resources to get you anywhere, it's going to be so much harder to get there. That's why we're always fighting in these countries over the resources. Because when you have resources, you have some really, really opportunities to do some great and wonderful things with resources. So it's like with Release Your Power and other coaching programs, a lot of what we do is there to help you tap into your own resources, things that you have that you didn't even know you had. So it's all about the resources. What resources do you have? As a matter of fact, the whole economy is, well, not the whole economy, but most of the economy is based on resources and distribution and divvying up the resources that we have. So good morning, good morning, good morning. For those of you who are just tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs, this is Coach Louisa. I am here live on the air. It is Thursday. My guests will probably, I can safely say, will probably, I can't say they won't make it to the show. But maybe they will, maybe not. I'm waiting for them to make it to the show. However, this can be a challenge sometimes because of the differences of hours and the differences of time. Yes, time. There is a time difference. And so, you know, these things happen. It won't be, it won't, it's not the first time, and it won't be the last time that this happens. And so for those of you who this is your very first time tuning in, we appreciate you. We're glad that you made your way here. And we look forward to We look forward to you tuning back in. Don't let this be your last time tuning in. You know, but make it, if it's your first time, do come again. We would love to have you as a friend and tuning in to the show here on All About Entrepreneurs. Let me just go back and check to see if my guests have called in yet. I don't see that they have. So I'm thinking that possibly when I said 7 o'clock, they may be thinking 7 o'clock their time, which a 7 o'clock, it's 7 o'clock their time, but it's, let's see what they say here, 7 o'clock their time. But it's 7 o'clock my time, which that makes it 6 o'clock, I believe, in New Orleans. I believe they're only 1 hour behind us, but I'm not sure. And maybe for some reason they can't dial in. And so if not, we will go to Plan B, right? So, you know, you always got to have a Plan B, right? Some people don't believe in Plan Bs, but if you're like me, you understand that, you know, you may not believe in a Plan B, but let a situation come and you need a Plan B. So my mom always taught that it's better to have and not need it than to need something and not have it. So those are the kinds of principles that, you know, she taught growing up. So with that type of thinking, especially when you're very little, to be, you know, taught that, it can be very helpful and very important, especially for your children, for your students, you know, that can sometimes help them go on and get that education, even though they may not want to, because you're letting them know, well, it's better to go on and have it there. Yes, it's better to go on and have it, and even though you may not use it, you may never need it, but at least you got it. So it's better to have it and not to need it than to get halfway down the journey and they tell you, oh, you need to have this certificate or this certification, or you need this or that. So, well, we'll be here regardless of who does show up or who doesn't show up. You know, our role here on All About Entrepreneurs is to bring you information that you can use. I was talking to another person who's going to be coming on Monday. So every single day almost we have guests coming on to share their story or share information. You know, there's a lot of power and empowerment and motivation that you can get by listening in to other people's stories and their journeys. Now you have to go back and listen to the archives to hear what I said about the two women that I was scheduled to have on today. But as you know, Monday we had scheduled for Dr. Alvin Perry to come on, and he wasn't able to get to the phone, and that's the one thing about doing remote and virtual radio programs. And so the people are so far away. These ladies are all the way in New Orleans, so it's not like I can just, you know, jump up and go to their house and knock on the door. And I'm here on the East Coast, New Jersey, so you have to just rely on that. But you see, with Monday, Dr. Alvin was not on, but he was on Tuesday and Wednesday. So here we are Thursday, so even if they can't make it to the show, you know, it's just a half-hour show. So if they don't make it in, we'll reschedule them. Well, it won't be tomorrow, because tomorrow we have another guest, and he'll be coming on to tell us about being physically fit and how important it is to exercise and to be in shape. And he'll be talking a lot about your health. Now, on Monday, we have a woman coming on who is going to talk about what we're eating. She's going to be talking about foods, the foods that we eat and how that we need to stop. And she's a woman that's been through great challenges with her health, and she believes that it has everything to do, not with our genetics. It's not about grandma had it, so that's why I got it, and grandpa had it, and papa had it, and all these other people, mama and mama and everybody else. But she's coming on with scientific evidence to demonstrate that it is the foods that we are eating that we put in our own mouths. So she'll be on to talk about that on Monday. And then on Tuesday, I have yet another guest who is going to come on, and she is going to tell us about some, she has a powerful topic as well. So please, I did a little quiz on All About Entrepreneurs. If you go to the All About Entrepreneur page on Facebook. Now, it doesn't say quiz. It doesn't say quiz, but it does. It just says contact us. But it says 1, 2, 3. That's the quiz, 1, 2, 3. And so 1, 2, 3 seconds, you can take a quiz. And I want to see how everyone does with that. So I thought it was cute, so I wanted to put that up there for your enjoyment. And we have Nets on Tuesday, so that's our guest for Tuesday. We have someone coming, and then Wednesday, I don't think we have a guest at this moment, so that might be where we're able. Okay. So, yes, it's so, yeah, I think that they got the time mixed up. So it should have been, yeah, and I think that's my fault. It should have been 5, I think, for them. It would have been 5 a.m., or it would have been, no, it should have been 6 a.m. So I think that Delva, she may not be coming on to for a few more minutes. Okay, yes. Well, there's only 6 minutes left to the show, so I doubt that they're going to call in today. So I think we got the times mixed up. So we'll get that straightened out and get them back on. So I do offer my apologies. And to anyone who came on expecting to hear from these awesome women, and they really are very motivational and empowering. So we'll have them try to get them on next Wednesday now. So we've kind of missed the opportunity for today because the show has only 6 minutes left. So for those of you who are tuned in, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're not, don't forget that even if you are working for someone, you are working for an entrepreneur, and you want to think about what are you going to do next? What do you want to do? What do you want to do before you leave this earth? What purpose are you living? Your purpose? Has God shown you your purpose? What's the thing that you wanted to do, you know, before you got the job, before you started working back when you were in junior high or grammar school? What are some of the goals that you had way back then that you never got a chance to do, maybe because you were working? Or maybe because of your job, you discovered that you had other talents. I know that happened to me. I didn't discover all my talents until I started really working and being unhappy on the job. Then I realized that, wow, this isn't what I want to do at all. There's these other things that I really want to do, and I set out on a journey to do them, and I've been doing them ever since. And so I know there could possibly be other people in that same category, in that same boat, or that same situation. So maybe you're one of those persons who, like myself, you want to be a coach. So our coach training program is now open. Those of you who want to get the skills for coaching, you can come to the Coach Success Academy, and we will absolutely get you set up. Classes are starting every twice a month. You can start the classes. And so if you want to get into the next class, well, that's coming up on the 17th, but the class starts every first and third Monday of the month. Yes, the first and third Monday of the month. So if you want to make it in the session this month and get started, it is a 16-week course. It's a 16-week course, and so each week you will have assignments, and you will have homework, and you will have webinars and teleconferences, and you will have one-on-one with myself and others that are working with me. So definitely, if you would like to do that, if you would like to write a book, you know, you can sign up for our self-publishing workshop. If you would like to become a trainer and hold your own seminars, hold your own workshops, if you would like to put your resume in to work for someone else as a trainer doing workshops, we have training programs. If you want sales training, marketing training, if you want customer service training, we have a whole slew of trainings. If you want that information, you can inbox me, and I can give you our brochure that lists all the various trainings that we offer, and you can look through that and see which ones you would like to take. These trainings can help you at work. These trainings can improve your resume. They can improve, if you do have a job, they can improve your performance at work, which can also ultimately impact your purse or your wallet, because you can put in for a raise, you can put in for a promotion. A lot of jobs give merit raises and what have you, and a lot of different types of raises. And the first thing they do before, I know when I worked in human resources at different companies, or when I worked as the supervisor, before we make any suggestions on promotions, the first thing we do is we pull the person's performance appraisal. That's the first thing we do. So you want to get your performance appraisal together, and you pull that, and we will so we'll help you with that. And it looks like we are out of time. The show has just about 20 seconds left. So we thank you for joining us today and listening to how we were going to have these wonderful guests on, which they're probably just now getting ready to call in, because the time, I think we got the times mixed up. And so we'll straighten all that out. But tomorrow our guest is in the East Coast, so we won't have a time issue there. And our Monday's guest is also East Coast, so we just got to make sure we get the time thing down pat. But stay with us all week long. We'll see you later on the next juncture, on the next show. Have a wonderful, powerful day. This has been Coach Lisa. We thank you again for listening to All About Entrepreneurs. Send your questions. Inbox us on Facebook, and we look forward to seeing you.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, If you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Thank you.